This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on No Place to Hide Anymore from Climate Change. For the second time this year, Louisiana has been hit by unexpected flooding. The latest and most horrific is the so-called 1,000-year rain and flooding event that has already pushed more than 87,000 people to apply for FEMA relief and has decimated homes and communities in East Baton Rouge, Livingston, and Tangipahoa parishes. A cloud formation hung over these areas on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain, overfilling rivers, canals, and bayous with rising water with no place to go and actually pushing water backwards against and reversing normal flow. So many of these areas were outside, far outside of normal flood maps and low-lying areas that the vast majority, in some cases more than 90%, had no flood insurance, meaning that the likely $30,000 cap on assistance will leave tens of thousands of families far short of recovery. It's not Katrina of 2005, but it's a big league disaster. Taylor Swift has committed $1 million. Lady Gaga has come in with a big pledge. Trump and Pence have been down. Obama's coming this week. Many are thanking the Cajun Navy of volunteers and skiffs running up and down the waterways for rescuing thousands. Big retail like Walmart and Home Depot are stepping up. Sadly, this is a scene we're seeing repeated too frequently now. This is more like standard operating procedure than emergency preparation or reaction. Is there any place to hide from this level of emerging climate change and the disasters it triggers? How many times does a 500-year or 1,000-year rain become so common that such an event becomes a 100-year rain or just something we see with regularity? Will this kind of rain become the new normal in Louisiana and elsewhere? One of the morning papers speculated on what the difference might have been if several proposed diversion and reservoir projects had been implemented or completed. Looking at the charts, it might have saved 30% of the homes in some areas, but these would have been big-time infrastructure projects, and the experts seem to be saying that it was probably cheaper to let the water come than make a place for it. That's a sobering conclusion. The reality of climate change may be to keep your valuables on the second floor and keep a canoe on your patio and a generator at the ready like I do in New Orleans. You get the message. We're on our own now, less citizens and more survivalists. And we're not talking about temperatures rising and their impact as well. A map the New York Times showed the distribution of the coming heat wave of over 100 degree days by 2060 and 2100. 77 days in Hot Springs, 98 in Dallas, 62 in Houston, 77 in Jackson, 64 in Memphis, and even 39 days in the home of humidity, New Orleans. Outside of the upper northwest and upper northeast around Maine, the only areas not swelteringly ran along the western slope of the Rockies and nearby areas from northern New Mexico through much of Colorado and western Wyoming into southeast Montana from the Centennials to the Bitterroot Mountains. We're past the point of arguing about what we read and hear. It's now come down to what most of us can feel and see for ourselves. There are few places left to hide from rising water and heat, so before all this is an everyday deal, we better change not just our where, but our ways. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.